Welcome to the Small Business Spoonfuls podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Brought to you by HelpDeskSuites.com, hosted by Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are talking about some breaking news from the Department of Labor. We had a release yesterday, which was actually the 27th of August, and this release answers three really big questions that employers have been asking about school reopening and how it relates to payment under the FFCRA.
Yeah, so this is a big topic, especially right now, because as we all know, schools just started. Parents are trying to figure out how to navigate this, and with the paid leave and things like that, employers are trying to figure out how to navigate their employees as well through this. So the FAQs issued yesterday, or the 27th, this came out a week later, but are covering whether employees qualify for paid leave when a child attends a school operating on an alternate day basis, a parent that chooses remote learning when in-person instruction is available, and when school begins the year with remote learning but may shift to an in-person instruction if conditions obviously change. So this is basically what we're going to be covering on this show today, and there's three questions in particular.
Yeah. And so I just want to stress how important these questions have been. And I want to give a little shout out to our team over here at helpdesksuites.com, because we've been getting these questions and we've been saying, based on what we know, our best guess about how these things will be handled is this. And it turns out that the DOL has said exactly what we've been saying. So I feel really good about our support team and how we've been handling those things. So let's just dive right into the first question and let's walk through the basics.
Okay, so here's the format. I'll ask the question and you'll kind of just discuss it. What the DOL's opinion is on it. So the first question is, my child's school is operating on an alternate day or other hybrid attendance basis. The school is open each day, but students alternate between days attending school in person and participating in remote learning. Are they permitted to attend school only in their allocated in-person attendance days? May I take paid leave under the FFCRA in these circumstances?
Okay, so this has been a very, very big deal, because we started out with, I think the first state to talk about this like a month ago was Virginia. And they were saying, we're going to do this hybrid thing and it's going to be days on and off. And how are we going to do FFCRA pay? Because just to recap, the FFCRA says that employees with children, of course, are eligible when the schools are closed or the daycares are unavailable due to COVID-19 reasons, that they're eligible for up to 10 weeks of paid leave at 2/3 their regular pay based on the normal schedule that they would work. Now, they also have 2 weeks that they could use if they haven't already burnt through it of paid sick leave that covers the same situation. So there could be a total of 12 weeks pay, right? Now, people were asking, though, what if like full weeks aren't the issue? What if my kids go to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have no school because we're on this hybrid virtual in-person schedule? So the DOL has answered that question and they said, yes, you're eligible to take paid leave under the FFCRA on school days when your child is not permitted to attend school in person and must instead engage in remote learning, as long as you need the leave, get this, as long as you need the leave to actually care for your child during that time, and only if no other suitable person is available to do so. So for purposes of the FFCRA and its implementing regulations, the school is considered to be effectively closed to your child on the days that he or she cannot attend in person, and you may take the paid leave under the FFCRA on each of your child's remote learning days. But I want to be very careful with you here that it says only if there's no other suitable person to, you know, watch your child and to oversee this virtual learning in your place.
Yeah. So how do they prove this? Is there any proof they have to provide to show, the employee has to show in these cases?
You know, that has been the big question. If I had the answer to that, I would probably be super rich, because the DOL has not given us that level of guidance. They have given us some guidance that said this is what you need to document in order to make sure that you qualify for tax rebates, because as we know, when an employer pays out leave under the FFCRA, they get a tax rebate on this. So it's supposed to be dollar for dollar that they get back. So on the long run, it doesn't come out of their pockets, right? So the documentation, though, is very loose. And the court case that was decided about a month ago out of New York State told us that our documentation, at the outset of the leave anyway, cannot be hard-pressed and mandatory, that we have to give people some time to work through the documentation, like whatever that means to you. And so a lot of this is very vague. And so what we're telling employers is to get a statement from the employee that says, these are the days, you know, there can be something on a website you could probably print off or save to a PDF and, you know, keep in a file. And then the statement from the employee that said, these are the days that the school is closed and I don't have other care. Now, they may have other care that you don't even know about and they're just taking paid time off. And unfortunately, that's the way the law is written. It was put together in a big hurry. And unless we get some more hardcore mandatory documentation that is placed on the employee, as employers, we just got to bite the bullet and pay it and then work our way back out of it through the tax credits. So again, it's not in the long run costing us any money, but immediately it's costing us money, and letting somebody off for 12 weeks is costing us time. And, you know, how are we going to get productivity back up to par when everybody's taken off? And, you know, so there are a lot of issues there that we just don't have the answers to. So the answer is just do the best you can at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is a kind of a slippery slope to navigate, because it is so much time. And what if you have four or five employees that need this time as well? So like you said, coming up with a plan now to handle this kind of thing is, I guess it's kind of in the 12th hour since school's already started and things like that, and people are already probably requesting this and that. But just come up with a good plan on how to handle it and how to effectively keep, like you said, keep your productivity up, because there can be a lot lost in the shuffle of this type of situation. So, yeah, let's go ahead and move on to the next question. Is my child's school is giving me a choice between having my child attend in person or participate in a remote learning program for the fall. I signed up for the remote learning alternative because, for example, I worried that my child might contract COVID-19 and bring it home to the family. Since my child will be at home, may I take paid leave under the FFCRA in these circumstances?
Okay, and so we've been telling employers that the FFCRA paid leave is not going to be available in these situations.
Yeah.
The school gave them a choice. So the DOL says here in their guidance that since you have a choice, your school is not closed due to COVID-19 reasons, this is a choice you are making, and therefore no pay can be granted.
Yeah, so that is a big that's like, obviously you've been predicting that all along, that this is what they would say when you're telling people just be prepared for this. But that's a big help to employers as well, because like if they have to take leave, there's no payment. And so that's a big security thing, because a lot of schools in our area especially are open. So like in Texas, where it's a pretty open state, kids are going back to school and things like that. So that's something the DOL has. That's a big clarification, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. And the DOL went on to say, just to kind of make the contrast and comparison, that if because of COVID-19, your child is under quarantine orders or has been advised by a healthcare provider to self-isolate or to self-quarantine, you may be eligible to take the paid leave to take care of him or her. And this would be, though, considered under the 10 days of the emergency paid sick leave, but not under the school closures piece. So yeah, they give you some links to go take a look at. I definitely encourage you to go out to helpdesksuites.com, hit the blog link at the top of our website, and then read this for yourself. And we have links there so that you can go and take a look at the specifics on that as well.
Yeah, and you can check out below in the show notes as well to check out for that link, look at that link too. For this blog post. So, okay, so the next question is, my child's school is beginning the school year under a remote learning program out of concern for COVID-19, but has announced it will continue to evaluate local circumstances and make a decision about reopening for in-person attendance later in the school year. May I take paid leave under the FFCRA in these circumstances?
Yeah, and sure, because the bottom line is the school's closed. So you've been forced into remote learning. There is no choice, like we had in the first question. There's no choice. Your school is closed. If at some point in the future, the school says, okay, we've evaluated everything and we're opening up, well, then we're going to revert back to question number one or question number two to kind of weigh out, you know, are we being given a choice? Are we being mandated one way or the other? And so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, so this question is kind of a hybrid of the last two, almost, because one's yes, one's no, but this one's, oh, well, we're starting this way, but then we're going to end this way, or we might keep it this way. So it's just kind of a, you know, really at the end of this, what the DOL is saying is if you get FFCRA or not, it's up to the school. It's not up to you. It's not up to the employer. It's up to what the local school district is doing. So keep track. Good track is, which I'm sure you are if you're a parent in these situations, of what's going on with that. And that will guide kind of the decision-making process for this type of thing. And if your school's staying closed for a long time, then you have plenty of protection as the employee. And then the employer obviously has some later in the game. But and then as well as if you're the employer in the situation of a employee who doesn't want to come to work because they're scared to send their kid to school, you know, there's really no help you can give them in that circumstance other than that 10 days as you talked about.
Yeah. And we also just want to make it very, you know, clear that the FFCRA, all of this paid leave stuff we're talking about, this all shuts down December 31st.
Yeah.
So unless we get an extension through Congress or an executive order or, you know, something like that, we don't know what's going to happen with the election. Yeah. I mean, like, there are a lot of things that could take place here. But as it's written right now, this all shuts down at the end of the year. So, you know, I kind of expect to see some other provision in 2021. I don't know if it'll be January or later on. And it will also depend on how COVID-19 progresses. They're saying there may be a vaccine by the end of the year. That may change the way all of this looks. And, you know, there may be new requirements that we have to look at and examine and so forth for schools and being out of school. And like, we can't even begin to think about what that might be because it's just speculation. But what I can say is that if you've got someone who right now has 12 weeks and they don't start using it until November, they can't carry that 12 weeks over into 2021. Right now, it all shuts down. Yeah.
Yeah. As of right now. And that's not to say there won't be an extension to this or whatnot. So, you know, like we've been saying since COVID began, you know, there's so many variables in this whole thing, whether or not, you know, there's going to be a vaccine that's going to like pretty much take all this away if you have the vaccine, supposedly, you know. So there's so many variables going on with this. Just to make sure you're keeping up with the news. If you're a help desk member, come to our COVID-19 page. We keep you updated on all the good stuff there and, you know, with everything we've got. So just keep an eye for us, keep an eye on the news, you know, and just, you know, try to make good decisions as the employer and the employee and, you know, be flexible as flexible as we can with each other so we don't end up in court.
Yeah, I know, right? And, you know, I was also going to say that we talk about, you know, breaking news and the newest regulations a lot. We go into the deep dive of it in our boss calls. So if you're one of our boss calls member, then, you know, members, then look out for those topics to be as the end of the year approaches. We're going to be having the updates and what, you know, what the lawmakers are saying about 2021.
Yeah.
And if there will be provisions. And if you're not yet a member, you know, check it out at the end of the video. We've got some information on how you can come sit in on boss calls and join us, because like that's where we do the deep dive.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to take a look at that together.
In these big topics, when they come out with news and things like that too, we bring in a lawyer to do the talking for us, you know? So that's 90 minutes to sit down with a lawyer for the price we offer it at is unheard of. So come check us out over there, and I hope everybody's staying safe out there. And I think that'll wrap us for this one.
Okay, well, sounds good to me. Well, thanks, Mason. I appreciate your input today. And until we see you all next time, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
If you would like to learn more about us, head over to helpdesksuites.com. There, we have the essential training and support you need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintain a solid HR and employment law compliance. Help Desk Suite Deluxe is your help desk for HR. Inside, you'll have access to all the apps you need, such as our job description writer, employee handbook creator, special calculators, support, and a community of the smartest HR pros around. Whether you're a seasoned HR pro or a great office manager that got voluntold into an HR position, we can help you do HR like a boss with Boss Calls. Boss Calls is a twice monthly Q&A conversation hosted by Lisa Smith and her guests, along with other experienced HR professionals from all across the country.